Toots's hospital was getting overcrowded. Cats were coming from far and wide, and she didn't have enough room for them. Something would have to be done. But what? I had to find my money box pig to see if it had some money in it to help Granny Toots. Don't be frightened.
I'm empty. I'm empty.
It felt so guilty about being empty that it ran away from me. Come back. I won't hurt you. That's kind of you, Miss Nettles.
You won't find anything in that.
Miss Nettles was right. Back in my study, I tried to dream up something. What am I going to do?
Dr. Snuggles.
Hello, Hugo.
There's going to be a balloon race. The winner gets £1,000.
£1,000? With £1,000, I could buy a proper cat hospital for Granny Toots.
Cat hospital, indeed. What a waste of money.
Hooray! Hooray!
I wish it could be 1,000 cheeses.
Miss Nettles! Miss Nettles! I'm going to enter the balloon race. The prize is £1,000.
£1,000. I gotta see you, boss.
Come in quick. Okay, Charlie, so what's new?
A balloon race, boss.
So what?
For £1,000.
Now you're talking. Dennis and I took my old truck and went to see Mr. Vermicelli, who owns a little fair.
Aha! Dr. Snuggles!
Hello, Mr. Vermicelli. Can you help me? I need a swing boat for a balloon race. Can I have this one?
With a pleasure.
I borrowed a swing boat, a large umbrella, and a very big box of balloons. Thank you very much, Mr. Vermicelli. Bye-bye.
And good luck, Dr. Snuggles.
Time to blow up the balloons. I got Matilda to help us. That's enough, Matilda. Oh, dear.
More, please. Ready to go, Doctor.
Dennis! Dennis!
I'm sleepy.
Dr. Snuggles!
I was ready for the race. The great day arrived. Nobby Mouse was there, and Willie the Terrible Fox with his friend Charlie Rat, and Dennis and I in the Snugger Balloon with Coot Boot to help us find our way. Have you fixed Snuggles?
Yeah, boss, I fixed him. I tied his balloon down.
Ready? Go!
Hooray! Good luck! Happy landing!
Tied his balloon down, you tied ours down, you
crummy little rat. Hurry!
Wait for me! We're on our way, Dennis. We're on our way.
Stop the engine.
Engines ain't allowed, boss.
You don't say.
Oh, no.
So long, Mel.
Why don't you watch where you're going?
Look! That's cheating, Willie.
I know that. Boss, look out, boss.
Why didn't you look where you was going?
So long, rat.
Take care, boys.
I do hope Coot Boot's all right up there.
And don't come back, you two.
Snuggles ahead.
You got the bees?
Ready to go, boss.
Attack!
Goodness.
Ants.
Who are you?
I'm Dr. Snuggles.
A spy, I expect.
No, I'm not a spy.
Where is the elephant? The elephant who knocked down all our tents?
We don't know. Do we, Dennis?
Former!
Just a moment.
Put me down!
Now, you mustn't fight elephants. You mustn't fight anybody. War is a very silly way to behave, you know. Well, in the end, I promised to ask the elephant why he had trampled on the tents of the ant army, and the general promised not to attack him, for the moment. Good afternoon.
Who are you? I'm afraid I didn't see too clearly.
You trod on the tents of the ant army.
Oh, dear, I didn't mean to. I'm always tripping over things. It was an accident.
He needs spectacles.
Of course he does. Here. You see?
Yes.
Splendid. When the elephant told the ants he hadn't seen their tents and how sorry he was, they became most helpful. They helped to give him an eye test.
B-I-B.
He could read the ant letters perfectly.
Yes.
The ants were so pleased to find that the elephant was their friends that they collected rubber from the rubber trees to mend the balloons. When all the balloons were mended, it was time to take off again. Bye-bye, friends.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dr. Snuggles.
The Salt and Pepper Mountains.
Look!
You silly silly balloon.
Poor Nobby. We ought to help him.
He'll soon get free.
We're supposed to be flying. Hey, get me out of here.
It's Snuggles, boss. We'd caught up with Willy the Terrible Fox and Charlie Rat.
We're going to pass them.
Don't let them pass us.
No, boss, of course not.
The wasp pipe. Use the wasp pipe.
There ain't no wasps, boss. They all gone.
Where are they?
I don't know, boss.
You crummy rat.
We've got away from them.
We're over the Salt and Pepper Mountains.
Hey, this. Hold on. Man the lifeboats! Abandon ship! I mean balloon!
The witch. Oh. Don't go in there, Doctor.
Hey there. Couldn't you knock on my door? Try. Look, you like nebula. Snoopers. I won't have snoopers, especially when I'm in a bad mood. Look.
Perhaps I can mend it for you. I'm an inventor, you see.
All right, but no tricks.
Now, let me see. Yes, it needs a new engine. Leave it to us.
Really?
There. Go on.
Try it.
More like it. It's better than ever.
Winnie Vinegarbottle was so pleased that she whistled up a wind for us, and soon we were on our way once more. She even led us through the Salt and Pepper Mountains. We still had a chance of winning the great balloon race.
Land! Where? There! What a piece of luck!
Luck, boss.
Come on!
Thank you.
Oi! Dr. Snuggles! Dr. Snuggles! Help! 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 Dr. Snuggles! Help! Come quick! The balloons have gone!
That went perfect.
Yeah! Willie Fox.
And Charlie Rat.
Snuggles, too bad you won't be around to see me win the great balloon race.
No, stop it. I don't want to go higher. I'm high enough already. Stop it. Stop.
We were marooned. Marooned on a desert island. A baby octopus.
Where's my mummy? Where's my mummy?
There, there. Don't cry. We'll find her.
Will you?
We'll try. Mrs. Octopus! Mrs. Octopus! We searched high and low, but we couldn't find his mother anywhere. So in the end, we put him to bed in the Snuggabaloo.
You will find her, won't you?
Of course we will. Won't we, Dennis? Dennis?
Doctor!
Put him down, please.
Only if you give me Octavius. Octavius, Octavius! Are you all right?
We found him up a tree, pretending to be a coconut.
They've been looking after Octavius.
How do you do?
We're most grateful. If there's anything we can do...
Not unless you can get our balloon back. We need a rope.
Wait here.
Collected seaweed, long, thin seaweed, to make a rope from. Coot Boot flew up to find the balloons.
Stand there! Pull!
About time, too.
It was time to be on our way again. Cast off! Jump, Octavius!
Good!
Oh, no!
He made it.
Goodbye.
Happy landings.
The warm wind carried us onwards, and we passed several other balloons. But we knew that Nobby Mouse and Willie the Terrible Fox, with his companion Charlie Rat, were ahead of us.
Stand by.
Okay, boss.
Direct hit!
Roadhog!
There's nobody left in the race. We can't lose.
Boss!
Get him!
Oh, no.
We had to rescue Nobby. A waterfall.
There he is, Doctor.
Come on, Dennis, quickly.
anything.
I made it. Now my second death.
Save me, it's fearful.
Great, Doctor.
Yeah.
We've lost the race now.
It can't be helped. We might have lost Nobby.
Dr. Snuggles, you're well. You're just... good.
Get going, Snuggles. You've still got a chance.
Oh, I don't think so, Good Boot.
You have. Willie and Charlie are stuck on a windmill. You see?
Why didn't you look where you was going, you crummy rat?
I'm sorry, boss. I'm sorry.
I'll get you yet. Well, I feel seasick.
The winning post. We've done it.
Dr. Snuggles?
Granny, may I come in?
What's this?
I won the great balloon race.
The great balloon race? My.
You can build a proper cat hospital now.
Never seen anyone building with such good intention. Industrious workers, they're building a brand new invention. It's early days, a brand new phase. As you can see, it's going well.
A card, Matilda? That's it, Matilda, the Cats Hospital.
Three cheers for Dr. Snuggles! Hip, hip!
Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
Hooray!
The world's greatest inventor! Hip, 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 hip!
Hooray!